Try.
I'm around.
That was a shit clap.
Oh, shit.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We're back.
Hello.
Couch chat number 3. We had a week off last week, didn't we?
We did. What were we doing?
Sleeping.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't think a whole lot. Yous went out last Friday.
Yeah, that was Friday. Surely we were still hungover.
I think Michael was.
I was good. I was productive on Sunday. I don't think I did anything, but I was productive.
Oh, Dad isn't yet. That's why I was
in. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, very good. Oh, so keeping to tradition, you're hungover, aren't you?
I'm very hungover.
Surprise!
Hey, the one weekend we don't record is the one weekend I'm not hungover. But we're back here again. Basically, I went back to Rockhampton for the weekend to go see family for my mum's 50th. So it was a good little getaway. I think I drank enough for her whole 50 years, basically. So I'm very much feeling it now. Yeah.
Was there free alcohol?
No.
Sad.
I know.
It was at the Frenchie.
Yes, it was.
That's it. Did you get the courtesy bus over to the goat?
We went to, but I think there's a big line of old ladies in front of us.
I was going to say.
There was a big line of old ladies in front of us, and I was like, I'm not waiting half an hour just to make it to a nightclub.
You jump on with the old ladies and take them to the goat.
See, I was going to, but I didn't have any condoms. Like, I don't know what to do in that situation.
They'd pop a knee out on the dance floor anyway. very good. So same. Good thing for the week, Harry. You got anything good for the week?
I saw Dad last weekend. I saw Mum during the week. That was a good time. See your family.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, family oriented. Nice.
I'm going to say that's the same with you, going back home.
Yeah, seeing
family.
Yeah.
Got
to see my dog.
That is always a good thing.
Yeah, that's always good.
I don't know what my good thing is. I think my good thing for the week would be just a good game of footy on Friday night.
Yeah.
You come down to watch, show some support in the cold.
It's pretty chilly.
Watch us lose when we should have won again. See me get a hospital ball and get fucking two hospital balls, get absolutely crunched into the ground. I'll tell you what, I'm feeling it now. I'm hurting.
He says this every Friday.
I'm not playing footy tonight. I do. No, it's good fun.
He says this every Saturday.
Let a man live.
Oh, sorry.
very good. All right, so we got a few topics on tonight's episode.
Of Couch Chat.
Cat doing?
Cat is eating the
about to read books. Oh, what about the pickup from Vinny's yesterday?
Got some Vinny's scores.
Was it like Vinny shopping?
Yeah, we went. We did go off shopping without you. Sorry.
It's unfortunate.
It's a one shop. We got a flash new hat. Well, Dylan got a flash new hat.
I call it the 40-year-old soccer mum hat.
I like it. That's very representative of it.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's what I picture my mother wearing going to pick up Jai from hockey. Except I just see soccer mums wear it. And steal of the day by Harry, though. The old...
Two Simpsons books.
The Simpsons Bart book and the Lisa book.
The Book of Bart and the Book of Lisa. How good is that? That one of them was a Christmas present. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Christmas 2008 or something like that.
Is it all right?
It's at Vinny's now. Well, it's not now. It's at our house. They were $3 each, weren't they?
$3 each.
And the hat was even $3 as well. So we did well. We did really well.
I think I paid probably $15 back in book club days.
Ooh, book club. Ooh. Love book club. Love the book club.
That's a throwback.
Dylan and I were there talking about book club the other night.
Yeah, we were.
How great it was.
The old Captain Underpants series.
Oh,
the old flip books. Did you ever rip the corner of the page doing the flip over? Did you ever read Captain Underpants?
Yeah, I did way back in the day. I didn't get really too into it. I remember...
Sad.
I don't know. I remember we had a pop-up book at one of our book fairs or whatever we had. I remember pulling out the tab too hard and it just completely stuffed the whole page. And awkwardly put it back under like another couple of books and walked away. And someone else in my grade grabbed that book and was very disappointed that it was broken when he got it. Sorry.
Sorry.
You know how to put back a tab though, dude.
We definitely lived old memories from our book club yesterday. I think it was last night, yesterday afternoon. Reminiscing on the good old days in primary school. What lovely days. Okay, so as you said earlier, you went back to Rocky.
Yes.
This past weekend. How was it?
Yeah, it was good. Good. Good to see some people I don't really see. There's family, friends and everything there. Family there, so it was all right.
I take it you went out.
Did make my way out, yes.
Made an appearance to the Giddy. Giddy Goat, as it's called.
Yes.
As it's also closing down.
Is that the only venue you went to?
Yeah, we were only out for a little bit. I think we got out at 12:30 or something like that. And then I think we left, because we had to get up early and drive back today. So I think we left at like 2 o'clock. Might have been 2:30. I don't actually remember. It was a pretty big night. But yeah.
What, you left the clubs at 2:30?
Yeah, something like that.
That's an early night for you.
I know, right? Jeez. Even made my way to Subway. I didn't even get a kebab.
Oh, no kebab.
I know. That was bigger. There was like more people in the kebab shop than there was in the actual nightclub.
You said that with a real Greek accent. No, not Greek, Lebanese.
Greek. Well, I'd be like, the same area, I'd be like, the kebab shop had its own bouncer. Like, it was literally a security guard standing in the front of the kebab shop. I don't know what to do.
It's because Wendy shut down the way.
I got a bit scared. We'll just go.
I used to get free Wendy's from that one in East Street.
At night time.
Yeah. One of the blokes knew Dad, or used to play footy with Dad, and apparently he babysat me as a kid. And yeah, whenever he was working, I'd always go into Wendy's after a night out in Rocky, and I'd get free hot dog. It was fantastic. It was the best thing ever.
Was it as good as the hot dog I made used to? When I used to work at Wendy's?
I don't think I had a hot dog that day.
No, I didn't.
I think it was ice cream. I gave you something.
I had a milkshake. Cookies and cream milkshake.
Yeah.
That was the day you...
Well, I know your name. I'll tell you that.
Flipping... How do I explain? You
save it for another time.
No. You're a bloody dickhead. That's all you are. We wanted to kind of segue into that. We wanted to talk a little bit about the different scenes in music between Rocky and Brisbane.
Mm.
It's very different.
It is very different. But
there is also 2.2 million people in Brisbane. Exactly.
The fact that Rocky has been...
fucking meow.
I suppose force-fed... a certain type of music genre because of the one venue in Rocky that everybody goes to plays the one type of music week in, week out.
I don't want to be the person to pinpoint this on anyone, but
it was you that introduced
it was me that did start this trend.
Well, there's your problem.
And then I left and came here. I kind of did screw that for the club, yeah. As well, so it's good though. They're putting in a lot more bands and all that on the downstairs.
I've seen that as well.
A lot more live music. Yeah. That's good to see.
It's good to see more, I guess, live bands being formed in Rocky as well.
Yeah, that's always good. A lot of school kids too starting up with little groups, and they're starting to get away like around the pubs and everything. That's good to see kids who take a bigger interest in music, trying to find a career in it or something.
Because there's not a lot of music. Kind of professions in Rocky.
Yeah.
I think there is a lot of people doing music in Rocky, but there is no venues that are willing to take or open-mindedness to different genres of music. And...
Do we have our first guest?
That probably is why Rocky only has the very niche, either... what would you call them? Who won Triple J Hottest 100?
Last year. Ocean Alley.
Ocean Alley-esque band, Byron Bay, sounding live bands. And then they have, I suppose, the more heavier side,
rhythm,
electronic dubstep rhythm artists.
Jaw swinging, leg kicking.
Trussing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you come here and Michael and I both went to, who'd we go to? Running Touch?
Oh yeah, so Running Touch
last Friday night.
Yeah, that was,
and that was a sold out show.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And that was a more UK industrial sounding house sound, and it could still sell out a 700 pack. Oh, probably more. I'm not sure what the size of the
Triff
it is.
It was weird. Like, that was my first experience of that kind of music, actually going and seeing it all perform live, and it was just, it was too slow to sit there and kind of dance to like you're used to at a nightclub. But it was more so you're just sitting there just watching the artist perform and kind of this gobsmack taken back to seeing it unfold in front of you. It was pretty good. And then we went and got shots.
Yeah, shout out to High Life for the free hookup.
Yeah.
Boy, High Life. Boys. Networking.
Yeah. Killing it.
Happy day.
That was pretty crazy to see all them artists though.
You got anything else to add to that, mate?
I'm just trying to think. I was going to say something before, but I forgot. You were kind of in the zone going back and forth, and I didn't want to cut you off.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Nah, I guess, yeah, it just...
You're in agreement?
Yeah, I 100% agree. It's just...
I mean, you can't take too many shots fired at Rocky or the people who organise music in Rocky because there is such a small crowd, and obviously it's selling tickets and paying people's wages.
Yeah,
why would they take the risk of
trying something different?
Something different, and
if it's working, like if it's working, you wouldn't fix it. It's still already going.
Yeah, don't fix what ain't broke.
Yeah.
But that I don't 100% agree with.
Yes, I also agree with not agreeing with that. Because I believe there should be different subjects of music instead of just the one.
Yeah.
It's not the venue for it, really.
Yeah, it's not the venue. Oh, I mean, there's two other nightclubs.
Yeah, the venue... Three other nightclubs. Rocky has the venues there's to spots. Attract yes. different types of...
However, it's the loyalty to the... one venue yeah. that everybody goes to because all their mates go there.
And that's all it is. Everybody, like the GOAT sponsors everybody. So all those sporting clubs went there. And then as you said before, everybody's mates go to the Giddy Goat and whatnot. And what else? Zodiac and Flamingos Zodiac, have shut down as
Heritage.
Well. Heritage has reopened, yeah.
Who's got... Ginger Mule's got the Outback...
Yeah, that only opens every now and then, really.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's there.
It's there.
It's definitely a space that
oh, it can have. Be. It can be used. Yeah.
I think we can all agree on that. Flamingos.
Oh, I think that's reopening. I've heard discussion that they'll be opening that again soon. I don't know what they're doing with it or if it's the same company, but that was.
It had massive potential.
Massive, yeah. This needed money thrown at it, and it wasn't making enough money to throw money at it before it shut down.
Which is a bit sad, but oh well. What can you do?
Yeah.
That's, I don't know, it's a little country town. Well, it's not little, but it's not very, it's not music orientated. There's other things that are before music in Rocky.
Yeah.
Like, you got the Capras playing in the whatever league they're playing in and...
But they're also willing to get behind people who are going to make it
bad
Rocky.
Mm.
So, I think it's just something that either an external company needs to go to and give it some time... And expose them to different acts and artists and say even just hip hop live acts and electronic live acts instead of just DJs more.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, live sounds and whatnot. And I think if Michael is true with Flamingos opening up again, or what used to be called Flamingos, that could be a really good thing for...
Because they have the... Flamingos had the whole stage set up they as do. Well, so there was plenty of space to actually fit, you know, midis and everything you need to play a live set, or even for a hip-hop artist to have Dex kind of at the back and him to have a stage to kind of roam around on. And
they have multiple bars too, so you can have different artists in different locations throughout the club. That was the main thing. That was a key factor
for me. I don't think... you wouldn't really be able to have an artist play out the front. Those tables and poles are...
Oh, you got the restaurant kind of area at the front. You could do this supper exploit there, even if it's just someone singing. You don't have to have a massive night. Just have music not as loud as it would be for a normal nightclub, and just have different performing artists around the place. Like, it was a concept we talked about a couple of times, like having the upstairs room, the VIP room or whatever upstairs, having DJs in there and then having like a big DJ downstairs for the night, but just didn't really have the money to put it into. There's definitely a potential that could be made of that club, different artists and everything like that.
Yeah. No, I think we can all agree on what we're all saying.
Yes.
Yes.
And that is that rhythm shit.
I was talking about Flamingos. So, I also found a picture of us three all DJing there a couple of days ago.
That doesn't surprise me. We did use the DJ there.
Yeah, but it's like a very weird picture of all of us.
Oh, true.
Like, you've got your tongue out. It's weird.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me either.
So, another thing we actually wanted to talk about was artists, I guess, curated festivals. How artists... I wouldn't say how artists are more doing it these days, but artists are putting on their own festivals.
Yes. Yes.
This is your topic. I don't know how to start.
Like, for example, with Porter Robinson putting on festivals after his, for like his own tours and all that.
Or... Yeah, so Porter's Second Sky was this weekend with artists like, I think, Togi Monster, Maddion, don't have me on this. Nina Las Vegas was there.
Was Lenium at this one?
No, Lenium wasn't there.
Unfortunately.
G Jones was... Yeah, and it was all just artists that he thoroughly enjoys listening to, which I'm sure is more than just that. I'm sure he's got marketing and obviously he's chosen these acts because he likes them, but also you've chosen them because he knows people show up, but... I think that is how I'd love to see future events curated by artists.
Yeah, 100%.
Instead of, I'm not saying FOMO and Listen Out and Stereosonic or what they used to be are bad festivals, but I'm saying that artist festivals should become more of a thing because...
Artists know...
They somewhat paint a story as well.
Basically, they're all friends too, so...
Yeah, they're all there because they're having a good time and they believe in each artist.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's more of just a festival or touring company putting on a festival to make money.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more for the music and the enjoyment.
More pulling people
for the fans that want to be there for the music.
Yeah.
Not for the music. Yeah, to support the artist more.
And it doesn't have to be a ridiculous lineup or multi-stage or anything, because I'm pretty sure, I think Lost Lands has multi-stage.
I think they've got five or seven stages.
Yeah.
Something crazy.
But that's also, a whole weekend show? Is that 3 days, I think, these days?
I'm not entirely sure. It could be a two-weekend thing. It's massive.
I know Lost Lands is way bigger than what Porter's Second Sky was, because this is Porter's first year for Second Sky, and it only had one stage with a handful of artists, but they were all artists that he loves to listen to and supports through and through. And he even played two sets. He played his virtual self set and Porter Robinson set, and he played his virtual self set first. That was the opening act of the day, so people would be there as soon as gates opened for the starter acts. So that was pretty cool.
That's a big hitter, yeah.
That's a little cheeky way of getting people there.
Yeah. I hope you
to support the smaller and support acts, yeah.
Be good to see more like different festivals and I doing incorporating something like that just because of the amount of local artists.
Yeah.
Coming from all around Australia or wherever the festival ends up being, whether it's in Australia or America or wherever. This, a lot of people don't see them. That could be missing out on someone that you could actually find and relate to with music.
I believe, didn't that happen the other weekend when Quicks was here? Did he play his back-to-back with one of the local boys before his set?
Yeah, Alexander Absence, a good mate of mine. Yeah, played back-to-back with him just to start the night, to get people in. So it was a massive...
I have a feeling that was a competition.
It was a competition to win it, and Alexander won that.
Yeah, so I'm guessing it was Alexander, back-to-back Quicks, then support act.
Yes.
And then Quicks, or even another support act between them.
Bit of controversy, though. Sookie didn't play. Yeah,
both Sookie and Godlands or someone else was meant to be supporting that tour.
No, Godlands played last Friday night. With her own show.
Right.
At Brightside. But yeah, no, Sookie was definitely...
Yeah, he was supporting the whole tour. Then, which then, another controversy that was meant to be at the Brightside, but then got moved to the Met, so I'm not sure if the Met could afford or what happened there.
Something came up, yeah.
So I'm not sure if Brightside didn't pull through on their funds or they got too many people selling tickets so they had to move the... Event to a bigger venue.
Yeah. Bit of controversy.
That's right. Give Sookie another time to come back and play.
He has said that he's got shows to announce and one of those is a Brisbane show.
There you go.
So he shall be back.
Good.
Yeah, that would be a good show actually. Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing him live.
He is one of those artists that do everything with visuals and audio.
Testing out his new sounds and stuff like that.
Talking about new sounds, what about Flume's new song?
Fresh new Flume this week.
Oh, that's a good one.
Triple J have been raving it, saying it's going to be the next Never Be Like You. I don't think it's that big.
It's a good song, but I don't think it's got that hype. Personally, I reckon Friends is...
I think Friends is bigger than what this song is.
Yes.
He's got a lot of big songs, but Friends sticks out for me. And so does Helix. That's kind of my two biggest songs that I like from him.
Yeah. I think Friends was the leading single off whatever this new... If it's a new mixtape or an album or whatever he's going to release.
Whatever he's sitting on, yeah.
I believe it's meant to come out this week. A new mixtape, if I've heard correctly. Ooh.
I have to double check that. Yeah. That'd be good.
Don't at me. If Friends is the lead single off that, what's next?
That's a big song to start with.
Yeah.
And you know it's only going to get bigger.
I really hope so. Listen out. Here we come.
He says he's got fresh stuff.
He's also touring all through Europe.
Asia. Just released his Europe dates this week.
That's crazy. He goes 2 years without putting out any music, doing any shows, and then straight into headlining around the entire world, basically.
That's what you can when you're Australia's biggest artist export.
I suppose.
Just like Skrillex, he hasn't put out an album, 4 or 5 years?
And still headlines shows each year. Constantly.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous. This is very music... orientated couch chat tonight. FOMO released 2 artists over the past 2 weeks.
No, Brockhampton got announced a month ago at least.
Wasn't that long ago?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. June.
No. Rubbish.
Not rubbish.
2 weeks ago. Three max.
Sure.
Brockhampton, ladies and gentlemen, will be playing at FOMO next year,
2020,
and Octavian has also been named to play. It'll be interesting to see how they back up from last year's lineup, featuring big old Nicki Minaj, Ray Shrimard. Who else do they have?
RL, was RL there?
No. Anna Luno played.
Oh, Muramasa.
Muramasa played. My mind's gone blank.
I think I sat here last year doing the exact same thing. I think I was feeding Susan's cat instead of your cat. I haven't had a good run with festivals in the last few years.
It doesn't help that you start to pre-drink at 4 o'clock when the festival started at 12.
Yeah, there was one time we had a big night.
Yeah, don't worry. I pre-drank at 9 a.m. listening out.
He made it. He made it with a lot of help.
$180 Uber on.
And a quick, hour and a half, 2 hour interval with the police and ambulance.
Yeah. It's alright, we made it.
You just made it.
Tangent, get back to FOMO.
Oh, FOMO, yes. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they back up from last year because I heard a lot that Nicki Minaj was kind of a flop.
Yes, a very expensive
flop. And Ray Shroomard looked good from stories and snippets that I saw. But, yeah, I'm intrigued to see who else they put on the bill after last year's.
Tickets are cheaper.
Yes, and that is another thing that we saw and kind of
what we were trying to picture the artists for this year.
Just thinking that because tickets last year I think were $150 to $180 first release, and this year they're $120.
Yeah,
that's a big drop.
Yeah,
from one year to another. So that's why we were kind of speculating that last year they spent too much money and need to save a bit of pennies this year and try and make it back. But I'm intrigued. I wouldn't mind. I definitely want to go and see Rockhampton.
Yeah, I'd like to catch Rockhampton's full set.
So you can remember it this time?
That'd be great.
Who do you remember from Listen Out last year? Just Skrillex. And the back half of ASAP's set.
Yeah. I remember the last 10 minutes of Rockhampton's set. But then I started feeling off after that.
Yeah, because Boogie was the last song and I said, let's dance. And you're like, okay.
And I got up somewhat.
Crouched his way over and Boogie started and we started singing. And within about 20 seconds, he's like, nah, I'm going to sit down. And I'm like, fuck you then. Then I went and sat by myself and slipped on the hill. And my white shorts are now permanently shit stained with mud. I cannot get them off.
But yeah, I remember all the Skrillex's there.
That's the main.
Yeah, that's the reason why I went.
That's true. All right, to wrap this up really quickly, we've got a fan question, I guess.
Fan question?
Yeah, I put a shout out on Instagram today asking if anybody had any questions or topics, and one that stuck out to me was a question from our dear friend. He asked, if a person died in a living room, is it still a living room?
Yes.
I don't know how to react. I'm going to bed. It's too much.
It's a mind boggler, that one. I mean, someone died. If someone died, I suppose you wouldn't call it a dead room.
No. But if someone dies in the woods, are all the plants now dead? They're still living?
See, now you got to make it fucking technical, don't you? Well, here's another one. If you ate your entire body weight, would you double in size or would you disappear?
Double in size?
You disappear.
Why would you disappear?
Because there'd be nothing.
You said at your body weight.
Yeah,
meant body weight as in your whole body.
That's impossible.
Look, I'll be honest. But
what if you could?
You'd bleed out.
What if you were... what's the doctor's name of Fantastic Four we were just watching?
You definitely wouldn't disappear. You'd turn into a different substance.
What if your mouth could stretch around your whole body and gobble yourself up?
Yeah.
You'd just be a ball.
No.
A big ball of body flesh.
Mush on the ground.
The thing would come and stand on you.
Yeah. There'd be a lot of blood.
That's really funny.
How do we go from music to blood?
All right. So we got to finish it up. Have you got a shower thought?
I do, but start with Michael.
No, I got a good fact.
Okay, go with your fact.
My fact is that we all know the Black Eyed Peas album, The End.
Mm.
It is 10 years old today.
I haven't seen that recently. That's
a good album. Boom Boom Pow, I Got a Feeling. Oof.
Oof. Can you believe 2009 was 10 years ago?
What was I? I was in...
Holy fuck. I was in year 6. Now I feel old.
You are old.
I am.
No, you're not.
22. I am. No, I'm old.
22 is dead.
Drinking's a sport for me now.
That doesn't mean you're old.
Yes, it does. It
means you're an 18-year-old.
No, because drinking's easy for an 18-year-old. It's now a challenge for me.
Oh, it's not a sport, it's a challenge.
It's a challenging sport.
Right.
It's a difficult
like a bloke with one leg. It's like, fuck off, I'm king of Tetris. Who come fourth today?
Definitely was not me.
But also, who had to ban themselves from Tetris definitely today? Was, yeah. That was definitely me. I get addicted. But in saying that, I went straight from Tetris to Fortnite and dominated zombies. Don't second guess me. I'll fucking knock you out. You've been a pest all fucking weekend.
I need to think of a shower thought.
You said you had one.
Yeah, I thought I had one.
That's why I went first. Rez, do you want to say anything? Rez.
That was brilliant.
You girl.
Work, love.
Rez is on a diet, ladies and gentlemen. It is my fault. I've been feeding her more than Harry's been feeding her. And
she's been very grateful for that, though.
She has.
That's her grateful.
That's why she hasn't said anything to me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say anything if somebody was feeding me too much.
Yeah, exactly.
To the point, if I got fat, I'd be like, what's going on here? But yeah, she's getting a bit tubby around the hips. I come home the other day and she was playing Shakira.
What, Hips Don't Lie?
Yeah. And she was shaking her booty down the hallway. And I was like, and I saw it jiggle. Nah, something's got to happen here.
Ash.
But yeah, I've been doing this little side topic so that you could have your shower thought ready. But you're obviously too invested in my story of how Rez is fat.
Cut cameras for 1 second while I investigate on shower thoughts.
Let's cut to the shower thought.
Here's your shower thought for the week. Fish have no idea that fire exists.
Oh shit.
I'll leave that with you boys for the week.
Well, in saying that, fish have no idea of a lot of things exist.
Yeah, but fire's a bit of a...
Fire's a good one,
though. Opposite to water.
Yeah. That's spooky.
I like that.
What if a fish is really close? What if there's like one of those flying fishes and it's flying next to a boat that's on fire and it gets really hot?
But how does it know it's a fire?
I don't know. How does it know a shark's about to eat it?
Because usually they go crunch. I mean, they probably don't know it as a shark. Fish probably knows it's like three bubbles or something.
I'm just trying to burst your shower thought.
I don't think you can. I think that's too good.
Yeah, that is a pretty good one. Damn.
All right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for the cast chat this week. Camera.
Instagram's going to be It's actually going to be linked in the description, but it's also going to be in the corner of the screen. You should give us a follow. Send us a message about what you want us to talk about.
And are we going to be putting these on Spotify?
Yes, we are going to be distributing these as an audio podcast as well.
On all good streaming services?
Yes. You know more about that than I do to get that out there. So once it is up, notifications
will be sent.
Yes. Follow us on Instagram. Keep updated. And have a beautiful week. See ya.
Peace.
Bye.